introduction and giving me the floor. Of course, it's my pleasure to be here with you. Regretfully, I could not join the physical meeting, but I'm glad that I have such the possibility to have to be with you online. I will mostly concentrate on the resilient ICT infrastructure, because it's a very important issue. Without it, it's impossible to speak about the on the digital development of digital economy and information society, as it is a foundation for achieving sustainable development, as the ICT infrastructure, of course, provides the very important and very critical services to communities and our population, supporting economic functions, and of course, it is important base of defense against shocks and disasters. And we think that ICT infrastructure must be able to continue the functioning during the emergency situations, during the disruption, and we should ensure the stability of ICT systems, each to be able to return in a normal position as quickly as possible, with a very, very few negative impacts as possible. So it is a very important issue, which is one of the main priority for the government of Georgia. I will provide brief information what we are doing. Georgia is doing for achieving resilient ICT infrastructure. In 2020, we adopted the National Broadband Development Strategy, which was elaborated in accordance with the European Union's Gigabit Society. And main goal of this strategy is, of course, on one hand, to increase the connectivity, and on the other hand, to ensure the resilient ICT infrastructure throughout the country, and of course, one of the main points is the international connectivity as well. What we are doing under this strategy is that we are developing middle mile infrastructure. Government supports the private sector in the white zones, where the operators does not have an interest to build their own networks. We are building the middle mile infrastructure, which on the one hand supports the SME operators, especially to provide the last mile services in the villages, in the white zones. And on the other hand, the telecom operators, of course, can use this infrastructure as a backup to ensure the resilience of their services as well and their networks as well. One of the main issues under this strategy is also the creation of the digital hub, digital corridor, connecting Europe and Asia through Georgia, which includes two directions. First one is the connectivity, Plexi connectivity from Georgia to be connected with the European Union, European countries. And on the other hand, it includes the creation of the regional data centers in Georgia. Of course, those actions will support the improving of the quality of telecom services and resilience of the telecom infrastructure, ICT infrastructure. In 2022, we signed the MOU with the United States on the security of 5G networks. And by signing this MOU, like other European countries, Georgia joined the Clean Network Initiative, and it is very important while talking about the next generation network, while talking about the 5G development. Of course, it's very important to have a trusted vendors to ensure the stability of our networks and to ensure the data protection and personal data protection while providing the telecommunication services. According to the ordinance of the government of Georgia on adoption of action plan of public safety during the emergency situations, the Communications, Information and Water Technologies Department under the Ministry of Economy and Sustainable Development of Georgia is responsible for elaboration and coordination of main activities of proper functioning of ICT networks and services and early warning systems in the country. And here I would like to mention that by the support of the technical assistance of the ITU, National Emergency Telecommunication Plan and recommendations for early warning systems for Georgia is being developed. So here I will take this possibility to provide gratitude to the ITU, especially the European Regional Office, Yaroslav, for all your support which you are doing for Georgia. So this is very briefly from my side. As for while talking about the international connectivity and creation of the digital corridor connecting Europe and Asia, here of course is very important the cooperation with our partners and synergy to ensure this stability of the networks and the connectivity. We have shortest roads through Georgia, so we are calling all the partners to be together to reach this goal. And thank you very much. If you have the questions, I'm here. Thank you.